This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
The state capitol holiday display. You know, every year this is just this is freedom of speech gone nuts. They'll have a menorah and a Christmas tree and a satanic, because like somebody's got to get into everything, you know, about everything.
Where do they have this
at? At the state capitol.
Like inside, outside?
Yeah, inside.
Okay.
Yeah. So every year it's like, who can, like, I think there was a Festivus poll one year.
The spaghetti monster,
the pastafarians. Yeah. I don't know. But everybody gets all worked up, and I just sit back and go, if you can't at least just appreciate the absurdity of this without getting outraged, you're way too close to it.
Are there pictures on Capitol Facts?
There will be.
Oh, okay.
I think this week they put up the holiday tree and maybe a manger.
Okay.
The holiday manger. I mean, I don't understand. If you're going to have the satanic whatever, I don't know why you can't just say Christmas tree. You know, right. I mean, that seems like, even within the silliness, there's silliness.
Yeah. They got to have quote unquote Christmas stuff if they're labeling everything else.
But
right?
They call it the holiday tree.
Their official one that they put out.
It's all put up officially by this is your First Amendment. Like, we could be solving cancer or we could be doing this. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I don't care what you put up. I'm not going anyway.
Right.
I don't want to go where those people
are. I have
two
Christmas trees in my house.
Okay. And we have a Christmas tree, too. But at the same time, I'm not so attached to it that, oh, my God, the war on Christmas. Just everyone relax. You know?
Christmas overall is doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I would be, if I were a devout Christian, meaning that this was this important to my life, I would be way more concerned with the commercialization of Christmas than the satanic display at the state house.
Yeah.
Because
fair.
You'll go your whole life and not meet a Satanist. Right.
Yeah, but you can't make it through a Walgreens without.
No, no. So, you know, everybody just do whatever it is that makes you happy, as long as you're not harming anyone else. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. Whatever it is that makes you happy. Whatever Satanists celebrate. And I don't think they're actually celebrating anything. I think they're just going, nope, if he's here, we need to be here.
There you go.
Yin and the yang.
And I lied. I have 3 mini trees and 2 large trees.
Yes, yeah, so you have 5.
I have.
Now the mini trees, are they really considered Christmas trees, or
they look like Christmas, and they've got lights on them, and I put ornaments on
them.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Your vacation was much better than the base jumper jumping off of Tombstone Cliff in Moab, Utah. Did you see the video of this?
I've seen several. Probably not the one you're talking about.
Okay, so a family is that you got to understand the sheer magnitude of the size of these things when you get to Utah. I mean, it's not like anything you've ever seen here. So when I say cliff, I mean it is a cliff, hundreds and hundreds. You know, so this thing happens to be called Tombstone, and it almost was this guy. So they had this base jumping event out there. Base jumping meaning you run off something high enough that you have a parachute and people will do this off buildings or bridges. And they were doing this in Moab, and a family just happened to be like pulled over because you're like on the highway. It's the most beautiful stretches of highway you'll ever see in your life, because it's just, I can't imagine why there are not more wrecks there, because you're just going oh my God, you see miles of this. And so they pull over and they're videoing. And they didn't start the video. Several people jumped off and it went fine. This guy, I don't know if the parachute malfunctioned, but he slammed into the Tombstone Cliff. But what saved him was his malfunctioning parachute, because it got caught on the thing to where he's dangling 100 feet above the ground, and then rescue crews were able to come and get
him.
Now,
I don't like heights.
Watch this. And give me a pucker factor number when you're watching it.
Oh, yeah. Here's the first pucker.
Because the heights, the hitting the mountain at full speed.
I'm guessing he was unconscious then when he was dangling. That's probably wonderful for him.
And who wants to dangle unconscious?
Oh, at least he doesn't know anything.
That is a slab of rock.
Oh,
I mean, 100 feet in all directions.
I'll have to find it.
But, I mean, by the time he got all the way down, he's still 100 feet off the ground.
Right.
Yeah. And so then you get the awkward commentary of the people who are, you know, because they weren't videoing and expecting, you know, this wasn't like your average NASCAR fan just waiting for a wreck. You know, they were just there going, look at these people jumping off the mountain.
Yeah.
Then I'm out on the cliff. You know, we go out to Blue Mountain and climb the glacial cane, and that's like as high as we get here in central Illinois.
Yeah, there's not much up here. Pretty flat.
So I saw this video yesterday and I thought, okay, I hope he's okay, first and foremost. But what's that's a Tom Cruise ending of a Mission Impossible film for that parachute to catch on something and hold him up, right?
That's so lucky.
And yeah. If Tom Cruise did it, he'd probably do the real stunt and you go, hey, that's believable. That actually happened. This
week. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Now, unlike running into a bear, this guy put himself in this situation.
True.
You know what I'm never going to do? Is be dangling from a parachute off the side of Tombstone Cliff in Moab, Utah. You want to know why? Because I'm never jumping off the damn thing to begin with.
Exactly.
I always say this about ocean life. You know where I'm never going to get killed? Shark attack.
Right.
You know why? I'm not swimming in the ocean. Now, you are back from the ocean.
I am.
How was your trip?
It was good. It was very relaxing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Even the travel part of it?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me too much.
Getting on the cruise ship? Getting off the cruise ship?
I was pleasantly surprised at how
organized it was.
Yeah. I mean, we had a little hiccup getting off. The face recognition software wasn't working. So
really? Facial recognition software?
Yeah. So then it wasn't a huge delay. But once they got that fixed, man, they kicked us off of that boat.
Oh, you've got to fill it back up with all the next money.
Yes.
Yeah, they've milked you for everything.
They sure do.
Sending you out.
They sure do.
So you get down there. Where'd you sail out of? Miami?
Yeah, Port Canaveral.
Okay. And this is your first time ever on a cruise ship?
First time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you finally get on, you got your luggage drop off, you know, you're carrying your carry on. What was your first impression of the ship itself?
It's giant.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a giant one compared to some.
No, but they're all big.
Yes. And I thought, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to figure out where everything is.
Right.
But you do.
After a while.
Yeah. The seas were a little choppy that first night.
Yeah.
But I slept like a baby. We're kind of rocking. And I was shocked that you could feel that on a boat that big.
Well, you're still floating.
But it was awesome. So, you know, you're walking and you're kind of moving back and forth.
High heels can be interesting.
Oh, shoot. But then I slept so well just from that gentle rocking.
Uh-huh.
Like a baby.
I do, too. There are some people that get motion sickness.
Yeah, no.
And I just find it to be, I mean, it is literally like a 200,000-ton waterbed.
It was awesome. That first night was very, very relaxing.
All right. So you had the day at sea.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
What did we do
then? Did you bring pictures?
Well,
did you do anything?
I took a little bit of pictures. Not too many. Once you've seen the ocean, you've seen the ocean.
Come on now. It's beautiful water down there.
I may have taken a couple pictures on Coco Cay. That was my favorite.
You don't have like family pictures? You don't have a digital frame you put things to?
So my parents do. I send it to them.
Okay. Here's a picture of the water.
Yeah. I have an awesome picture of a pelican. I captured that. That was pretty amazing. I was pretty proud of myself.
Okay, so the day at sea, what did you do?
Mostly I read and sit out on the deck where there isn't as many people.
I told you, right? It's kind of crowded.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't even attempt to go by the pools because that's just insane.
Yeah, it really is. So how was the food?
Food was fine. We went to, I'm not a huge buffet person, but that's what you get.
Now,
right?
Is that because of the sneeze guard? I mean, I'm a little reluctant of anything that has to have a glass panel over it for safety.
It's just average food. I mean, maybe a little bit above average.
I find the salad bars pretty good.
Yeah. I did a lot of yogurt. Yeah. I finally found the peanut butter at the end of the cruise because I was missing my peanut butter.
Find the ice cream bar?
We did not have an ice cream bar.
What the hell?
Yeah, that was probably a good thing for me because that's where I would have...
No ice cream?
No. There was one night where I remember there being some ice cream that someone could dip for you.
Yeah.
I think you could stand in line for a tiny little soft serve cone every once in a while. So we didn't have a lot of ice cream.
How disappointing.
It was a little bit disappointing.
I'm sure.
We did a couple of the restaurants, and they were pretty good.
Did you do any of the really cheesy shows?
Not really into the cheesy shows. My kids did some. They did the karaoke. Well, they watched.
Yeah.
They didn't really partake. We did a couple of trivia nights, like ABBA trivia. That's good.
How'd you do?
I rocked on the ABBA trivia. Oh, that's one thing I know.
There we go. All right. So yeah, the ship itself was like, okay, so you're kind of where I am. They're okay.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. It's not great. It's like it's a venue, a way to get to where you're going. So what were the islands themselves, the excursions, you know, getting off the ship and experiencing that?
Yeah. I mean, it was easy getting on and off at Coco Cay and Cozumel. We went snorkeling at Cozumel. And so I spent a good couple hours in the ocean.
Did you like that?
I did.
Do you snorkel? I mean, are you experienced doing that?
No, but to me, it's not difficult.
Well,
I mean, I didn't even...
Because I swim 80 hours a week. No. Of course, it's not difficult for you.
I just... The fish that I felt like I was in a Finding Nemo movie.
Okay.
Because the fish there are beautiful. And I mean... The water is clear. I even saw a squid.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
How big was the squid?
Not very big. Probably about a little bit bigger than this microphone head.
Okay. See, that's cool when you're underwater. It's the things that are bigger than you don't want to see.
Yeah. No, I didn't see anything. But it's interesting how the fish are so used to humans being in that area.
Sure.
And they'll swim right up and
the
around
water was
you.
Clear.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy turquoise color, the color of it?
Yeah.
Now, Cozumel, for those of you paying at home and are interested in geography, is part of that Yucatan Peninsula. And like Playa del Carmen is on the shore. And right across from that is an island called Cozumel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big place.
No, it's not very big. And we spent
But the good thing about an island in Mexico is you're generally not going to run into the cartel.
Yes, we did not, that we are aware of.
No, I'm being serious. The first time I was ever in Mexico, we were on the beach, you know, Playa del Carmen area, private resort. And I look up and there are two dudes in full fatigues with machine guns patrolling the beach.
Yeah.
That was a first for me on a beach.
Yeah.
They were friendly. And after they left, I said, hey, I'm kind of glad they're here. Mm-hmm. Hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah, we didn't experience any
of that. No, because this is just cruise ship central. They own this, and then they own their thing they've created. It's very smart.
Yeah. Well, where we went snorkeling, there was a restaurant, and the people at that restaurant took such good care of us. I mean, they were...
They're not Mexican. They're Mayan. And it is a different... people don't realize, you kind of think of things as just universal. The Mayan people are kind of my people. They're shorter. They're very friendly folks, very accommodating. And that is, that whole Mayan Riviera or Riviera Maya, as they would call it there, is beautiful.
Yeah, it was fun doing the snorkeling, and the people there were just really,
so
really
nice.
So
did you go to San Miguel? I mean, is that where you went? That's the main little town there on the island, San Miguel de Cozumel or whatever?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I just, wherever the taxi took us, we just said we want to snorkel, put us in the best snorkeling spot. And
all right.
It appears that they did.
Yeah.
And that's where we stayed and then got back on the ship so we wouldn't get left. And then found out after
the island
we all showered
of swallows, by the way, is what Cozumel translates.
Oh, okay. Well, we got back on the ship.
I'm curious for you, in case.
And we all showered up and saw that.
The shower. Okay. Now, this is the thing. Like, I told you, I'm Mayan. So, I have a hard time fitting in the shower and you don't want to shower when the boat's moving.
Yeah.
But the showers, I can't even imagine, like, somebody who's 6'3", couple of hundred pounds, how they manage that.
So our kids were in, just a regular room, and we had a suite. So we we had a tub shower. So that was, And they had to turn their lights on with some kind of card. They had to stick a card into the light to get it to turn on. I was like, what?
That's because they're trying to keep you green.
Yes. And then we got back to the boat and found out.
A lot of that in Europe, too, by the way.
Someone jumped off or fell off a Carnival cruise ship that same day going to Cozumel.
How did you know? Gossip?
No, we saw it on the news.
You had news?
We did. We had a few channels that we could watch, and it was a cruise line that was docked there. So I'm like, okay, so if that's the boat that they fell off of,
right,
coming from New Orleans, is that the same boat? Because it was going to Cozumel on the day we were there.
Yeah.
And what do they do when someone falls off the boat? They keep going? They would have to, right? Yeah. I mean, you're not going to
find somebody
displace 4,000 other people because somebody falls off the boat.
The 4,000 people weren't, you know, drunk off their ass climbing on the balcony.
That's the only way you can fall off a boat.
It's not an easy thing to do.
It's got to be very difficult.
I think you throw one of those, you know, round things out there and.
They probably got little chase boats, I'd imagine, right?
Well, he was in the water for 15 hours, they said.
You can't. It usually happens at night.
So they must not have known right away.
So, you know, I mean, this is literally the sheer size of this thing. Somebody falling off.
Yes.
Whether you probably don't even know, at the time.
Yeah.
You know, they got cameras and they've got stuff. But, I mean, it's a city. It really is.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen all that often, by the way.
It was just ironic. I was like, really?
Yeah.
You got to work really hard to do that.
You got
to,
like, you know, yeah. I don't think you could even run and jump and do it. I mean, you know, you got to really climb. You got to be.
It's like you're cliff diving off the boat.
Yes. Without a parachute.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm glad you had fun. Tell me about the little island that they own. You know, that little. So that had to be like just.
That was super fun.
Yeah.
And it was just. So we had a floating cabana, and we had our own cabana boy, and he, yeah.
Now, wait, hang on a second. Yeah. They actually called him a cabana boy?
Yep. And he took care of us.
That's wrong on so many levels.
Food, beverages, both.
Did you go, boy?
No. No. But we had a slide, and we had mats, and we had a little hammock.
Did you have a glass bottom?
No, sorry. That
I was curious.
Draw the line there, but you have your shower so you can rinse off after you're in. And so my daughter and our family friend's daughter went out and they snorkeled a little bit. And you know, you've got lifeguards there too, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So would you recommend it?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
I mean, that's to me is the ultimate question. Yeah, you know, you can make yourself have fun just about, you know, anything.
Oh, yeah.
But when you get back, would you tell somebody else, yeah, go do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should definitely experience it.
It's the water's so pretty there.
Yeah. And I mean, I love water. And that's the most I've probably been in the ocean at one time just because the snorkeling.
Do you have fear of the ocean?
No, I just salt water, you know, it's you if you don't have a place to rinse off and you're salty after a while, you are itchy.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that we had the showers wherever we went.
Yeah.
Did you rinse off?
Run into the Cozumel Island raccoons that are critically endangered?
No. Saw a lot of awesome birds,
though. I'm just throwing curveballs at you. It is fun. Once you've seen the largest things in the ocean, like up close.
Raccoons.
No, like whales that could just accidentally kill you. Yeah. You know, I mean, no bad intent at all. Once you've seen some of that, it is hard to kind of like just dip a toe.
Mm-hmm. We didn't see very many dolphins. I think I saw one.
Really? Maybe it's a time of year kind of thing.
Yeah.
How was the weather?
Surprisingly, it was really good. We were a little bit worried that it was going to be kind of rainy off and on, but it wasn't. And I think the ships know that, so they kind of
move around it.
Yeah, I think so. But
yeah, warm and I mean, so
85 all the time. I mean, it's just you don't even have to look at the weather. It's 85.
That's great stuff. Well, we're happy you had fun.
Yeah,
we'd
awesome.
Like to see pictures.
Well, I guess
who doesn't take pictures?
We got a few, but not many. I really don't.
I can't even begin to understand.
But you love
that.
To take pictures.
I know, but I mean, but doesn't everybody on vacation?
You know what I love doing the most was the people that would come in and change out your linens, and they would make
the little animals.
I took pictures of those because I don't know. I want to learn how to do that. It's fun.
You're visiting another country. You're visiting another people. You and you're taking picture of the swan towel.
I just literally watched a video yesterday on how to do that.
I know.
I have no idea why.
Thank you for coming up with that question, because we were both going to go, why?
Shoot. It just pulled up in a feed, and I said, I don't even know how do you even go about that.
There's a limited number of them. There's an elephant. There's a swan.
Like a peacock kind of with the tail.
Yeah, like I've seen a lot of those, but they're always kind of the same, right?
Like the balloon dog.
Like in Hawaii, they'll use the little like flowers to put eyes and stuff on them or whatever.
Yeah, they put sunglasses on mine, so it was pretty cool.
Their sunglasses or your sunglasses?
My sunglasses. Yeah,
there you go.
It's pretty cool.
There we have it.
Hey,
that's what you took pictures of.
I took a few of those, yeah.
I would have taken a picture of it. Yeah. I'd be right there with you.
It's art for me, you know?
It's in the cabin with a towel.
It's about as far as I'm going.
You got literally some of the most beautiful water in the world. You're snorkeling.
I took a little bit of the water.
You got great history. You're on an island, and you're in the cabin with the towel folded up like an animal.
Yep. I
got it.
For sure.
All right. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, mostly cloudy, high of 54. Winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance of rain after 11 p.m., cloudy with a low of 27, and winds that could go as high as 50 miles per hour, about 48, 49 miles per hour. For Saturday, sunny and windy with a high near 34, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 40 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:28.
Support local, shop, and dine in downtown Decatur. The Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau wants to remind you to spend your hard-earned dollars in our local community. December 7th is the Downtown Christmas Walk. Support beautiful downtown Decatur, enjoy all the lights and decor, and visit businesses like Giggles, Shop on Main, and The Party Shop. Join together and shop and dine in downtown Decatur. Brought to you by the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
What you are hearing is, in fact, an interlude. Packing company. A respite from the chaos. An intermission from the absurd. Right now, the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. So plant your feet and fire up the grill. Buy local. Buy Heinkel's. Quality since 1912.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The holiday season is upon us. So many events have already kicked off the season, allowing community members to come together and enjoy the festivities. Make sure to stay on top of what's coming up. NowDecatur.com has everything you need to know in terms of upcoming holiday events. Start the holiday season with the 2022 Decatur Christmas Parade. It's coming up tomorrow in downtown Decatur. It'll be filled with fun floats, great music, local celebrities, delicious candy, and more. The parade starts at 4:30 in the downtown historic district near Main Street. There's a wind advisory in effect from noon until midnight. The National Weather Service says winds could gust as high as almost 50 miles an hour today. Tomorrow and Sunday look okay, albeit chilly, so dress warm if you're going to be out and about. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's a stronger than expected monthly jobs report from the Labor Department.
263,000 jobs. That is well above the estimate for 200,000. As for the rate, that stayed the same, 3.7%. Average earnings year over year, 5.1%. The estimate was for 4.6%.
Chuck Sony with Fox Business. President Biden endorses South Carolina as the first primary state in 2024 for the Democrats in a letter to the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee.
The committee's already said five states rather than four can hold contests before Super Tuesday, and that they would be considering diversity, competitiveness, and feasibility. It does look like this means Iowa will lose its first state position. Michigan and Minnesota have been pushing hard.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The president scheduled to speak and sign a bill preventing a rail strike next week at 10:15 a.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Now Decatur is your source for everything happening in Decatur and Central Illinois. Community events, information, outreach, healthcare, education, and so much more. Catch up on the latest interviews, full shows, exclusive content, and local sports play-by-play in the podcast section. The all-new Sports Hub has all the information you need to stay up to date on high school athletics, the Fighting Illini, Cards, Cubs, and Bears. NowDecatur.com, your source for everything Decatur.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 54. Winds that could gust as high as 45 miles per hour. For tonight, slight chance of rain after 11 p.m. Cloudy with a low of 27. And winds that could gust as high as 48 miles per hour. For Saturday, sunny and windy, high near 34. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 42. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 40 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We've all said this phrase before, it's not that bad. Trying to psych ourselves up for a situation we know deep down is not that great. Maybe it was a movie, a haircut, or even a traffic jam that was just unfortunate. You know, it's not that bad. Well, if there's one area of life where not that bad won't do, it's how we stay connected at home. Because honestly, you shouldn't have to settle for using your mobile device as your home internet source. It really is that bad. Now here's the good news. With Xfinity, you don't have to just use your mobile phone. Now you can get one line of unlimited mobile with 5G and home internet together for just $50 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract plus a free streaming box. For an all-the-way connected internet experience, it's truly great. Go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit your local store today. Switch today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New Connect internet customers only on a one-year contract. Internet included for 12 months. New Xfinity mobile account required. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity postpay internet required for Xfinity mobile. Additional devices extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage. Offer ends 12/21/22. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store. Back here with Angela, fresh off her cruise, snorkeling and taking pictures of bath towels. I'm glad you had fun. I really am. And do you recharge with a vacation? You know,
yeah.
I sent you this story about how our brain charges in the winter, you know,
yeah.
how different it is, you know, and I think there is some sort of
seasonal
reset
affective disorders,
about
no lie. That
going
happens.
To where
yeah.
it's warm and
Absolutely.
All of a sudden you kind of feel like, oh yeah.
I mean, and what I really enjoyed about the cruise is that you really have no choice but to unplug. I mean, I guess you do have the choice if you want to pay the extra money.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to.
No, it's slow and it's not.
And I mean, you don't have connections to.
Isn't it great?
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's how we used to live.
I know. It's how you still live. I don't know how do you even know the difference?
Oh, there's a difference. Okay. And it was nice.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back. All right. I started watching last night. There is a new series, a documentary about Sir Richard Branson on HBO. Are you familiar with, you know, the Virgin, you know, Records and Virgin Galactic and all the, you know, he started his career at the age of 16. Hmm.
I didn't know that.
He put together a magazine called Student and was very successful, parlayed that into like startup, like with all the stuff. And it is a fascinating story. You kind of have this character of who he is, the hair, the, you know, the kind of extravagant, the, you know, but it's an interesting story about a guy who was like a very early entrepreneur. Not born with a spoon, you know, silver spoon in his mouth, but becomes a billionaire. And the whole thing is he really is, even to this day, willing to risk everything to do what he believes in. Like it could just all go away tomorrow. I don't think there's a lot of wealthy people that have that attitude.
No, I thought that was a college publication he had done. That's how I had always known it. But you're absolutely right. He He will go to space. He will put whatever on the line to go for it. He's all in all the time.
Yeah.
Always has been.
And so the Virgin Group now has 400 companies. And so it's you know, I mean, when I was growing up, it was Virgin Records. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of the cutting edge sort of record label thing. You may or may not want to watch it. I just find those kind of people fascinating. People that are hardwired a little different than most, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's a neat guy.
Now,
eccentric
still,
as can be.
Well, but in a way, but you got to kind of admire. I mean, the guy is literally... how old is he? He's 72 years old. He still cycles. He still, I mean, like physically, you know, does all the stuff.
Yeah. Well, 72 is not old.
And what's weird, well, it is, is like how squirrely he is, like trying to sit in front of the camera. He just keeps getting up.
Can't sit still.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, you might find it interesting. I find that stuff infinitely just fascinating. Pull back the curtains and let me see what makes somebody tick.
Yeah, I think he's neat. I thought he was a little weird looking when he went to space. Uh-huh. It was so serious. He had like space suits and
they all have.
I mean, it was a little over the top.
More than Jeff Bezos's cowboy hat.
No. Same tier of
that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
I'm a cowboy.
I think Richard Branson gave himself like a rank, you know, like he was the commander or something.
Right. Dude, if I'm paying for an entire space program, why not?
Yeah, give me a pin. It's my ship.
Why not? And as long as the other guy's wearing the cowboy hat, no matter what I do, it's okay. Anyway, it's on HBO. HBO's been knocking it out of the park with these documentaries. The Shaq one is fantastic. Episode 2 is out with that now.
That would be an interesting.
He is, because forthright now, yeah, is what makes it interesting. Yeah. He doesn't sugarcoat bad behavior even of his own, you know, because he was young and ego and all that.
I appreciate that.
So you get the perspective, which to me is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he uses he's a teacher in a lot of ways. Because
I think that's probably right.
He shows, here's where I messed up, and don't be like me in this way, kids. Yeah. I mean, he really does.
Now, the Meghan and Harry documentary is coming out on Netflix. The trailer got dropped yesterday. Do you have any interest in this at all?
I could only watch one trailer yesterday, so I watched Indiana Jones. I don't think I have interest in this.
Are they doing the thing with Harrison Ford? Are they de-aging him in it?
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good.
It would have to.
Well, it's
because
set.
That's what I tried when I watched the Martin Scorsese thing on Netflix with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, the Irishman.
Yeah,
that was just that was so distracting to me.
This is Lucasfilm. I mean, they've got it under control.
Well, that was Martin Scorsese. I mean, that's not low rent. Yeah,
no, but he's also the old way of doing things. It's set in Harrison Ford's current age, and they go back. They reflect to some scenes.
It's not the whole movie.
Not the whole movie.
Okay. All right. So this documentary, I mean, it's kind of like all things royal right now. You got the Crown, you know, is back on for another season. William and is it Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Middleton? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're in Boston, which is like, you got all kinds of awkward going on there. You know, I don't know why Boston, you know,
or maybe they're there for the Survivor Series, maybe big wrestling fans.
That's probably exactly.
That would be great to see them in the wrestling.
It'd be awesome.
I'd love to see them watching that.
She's, t-shirts on.
She's wearing her proper.
She got the foam finger cheering.
Yep.
That'd be funny.
Oh my goodness. with her hat on. And
yeah. Now she doesn't seem that.
She seems all right. She seems like
she's wearing that stuff.
Like she wears a sneaker that I saw because I was looking at this story, so I was getting fed this stuff all day yesterday that you can buy that she wears a lot. It's like a $60 tennis shoe. So I mean, yes,
I could see her comfortable at Von Maur.
Probably.
That's the royal.
No, I mean like
amongst the pantyhose.
No, looking at the good purses, you know, the fragrances.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, she seems.
I'm pretty
in touch.
Sure that she's not on the Dooney and Burke level. I think it's probably a little higher than
that. Yeah, Rodeo Drive.
Anyway, so they're in Boston, and then now this documentary is getting ready to drop about Harry and Meghan. You got the Crown. The Queen died. You got about as much drama right now in the royal family, probably since Princess Diana was killed in France, right?
Yeah, there's the legal stuff too with the weird uncle.
Which is always a weird uncle.
Yeah, the one that they don't talk about.
Andrew?
Yes. Yeah. Well, is that right? I don't want to get the wrong one.
I don't know. I think so, but I better not. Huh? I better not go on record. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, they quickly said, hey, you go over there.
That's Prince Andrew, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Duke of York. And then, you know, if you go back in time, you know, the Fergie toe-socking thing seems like just kind of normal behavior now.
Forgot about that one.
I was just going to say something about the Fergie thing.
Right?
Oh, jeez.
So they're in Boston for what reason? I'm not sure. It is a weird choice. I mean, I guess you can go back.
Why do we know that? Like, I mean, my point is, like, if they went there to celebrate the anniversary of blank, I get that. But if they're just, hey, Kate's over in Boston, why do we know that?
They're both there. I know, it's some official thing. Okay. I mean, they're not right there just a vacation. Okay. That would be really weird if
that's
they picked
what I'm
Boston,
saying.
Massachusetts as a place to go vacation.
Right. There's a thing that we just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I say that because I just haven't.
Right. That's fair.
They're there for like 3 days for something. And I think President Biden's meeting with him. And it is such a strange thing. It's like you look at them and they don't look unhappy to me, but they look like they've figured out how to be in this royal life and you know, like manage it. And then you look at the train wreck on the other side of this and it's like they just clearly couldn't, right?
Yeah.
And it's like not unlike a lot of families. I mean, this is kind of, I mean, isn't this the way most families are?
Exactly right.
Siblings are different.
And oh, yeah. So,
I mean, right? I mean, it's...
Definitely.
You know, I always thought, you know, if I had royal money and I was him, I'd do some hair plants or something. Yeah. Implants.
Something.
A weave.
Or just shave it.
Figure out Sean just Connery's guy from Hunt for Red October, something, you know. Or do it. Because he's still a young guy, but he's got that thing where he's got the old guy hairline. Yeah.
And I bet he'd look younger if he did.
Because he's a good-looking kid still.
Yeah, not bad.
We're talking about William?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks like his mom.
Yeah.
And Harry looks like the bodyguard, which has, you know, been kind of the problem, you know, from, you know, the very beginning. So anyway, they're here. The documentary's dropping. I think I will watch it just out of curiosity. I want to hear all sides.
Yeah.
I feel like 5 minutes in, I'm going to go, oh, my God, the whining.
But you'll continue to
I probably will
yourself.
Push it through all yes. the way. I mean, I feel like if I'm going to talk about it, I owe that much to them.
I don't know when you find time to watch all the things you have on your list.
What does that mean?
You just don't sleep. I don't understand how, because you're always going, oh, I got to watch that. Oh, we got to watch. Oh, this new one's coming on. I got to watch that.
Okay. And I don't understand why you don't watch anything.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't that what it's there for? Isn't that why they're spending all this
like
money
it,
to produce this content?
But I guess I'm not. I guess I'm the unusual one.
They that royal couple, they went to the Celtics Heat game.
Yes, I saw them courtside.
They look like just fancy people. Not extra. They don't look like royalty. They just look like well-to-do people sitting right there.
All
right,
so are they as uncomfortable as I would be like at a soccer match? I mean, because they probably have no idea what the hell's going on.
No, basketball is easy to figure out.
We say that because we grew up with it. They will tell you soccer's easy to figure out. I mean, I'm just imagining them sitting courtside at an NBA game thinking, I mean, probably having a lot of fun, but it's got to be way different than what they do most of the time.
Oh, for sure. And they said, an article said on Fox News of all, said that the Celtics didn't pay too much attention to him. So that's one of the players. And he said, I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about them, but hopefully they're Celtics fans.
And that's the crazy thing here in America, right? We got a whole floor full of players that have no idea who they even are.
Yeah, he even said Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm only familiar with them. Like, what is this? What's happening?
It's a sad state of affairs all the way around. But in a basketball game, the really weird thing is how on top of everybody you are. And, like, if you look at the picture, they're just there in the crowd.
Yeah, and they tweeted out before the game, let's go Celtics, let's go, with a little action shot that's got an Instagram filter. Somebody shooting a three-pointer, like, they don't even know what's going on.
Well, I don't blame them.
The Celtics are, who are they? And they're like, what are we watching? Why are we all here?
And I'm literally, you know, a goal differential. I don't have any clue. I, you know, so I feel their pain. So yeah, that's funny. They were at what was it, the Celtics and the Heat? Are either of those teams any good this year?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Celtics will probably be in the finals. Right. Heat are solid.
Now, my question is, are they really there just in there with all the fans, or are all those people plants? You know,
I'm looking at video of them getting up and all the people at the phones and them waving and kind of.
I mean, like the people surrounding them. Are those all like just, you know, MI5 agents, you know, dressed as Boston Celtics fans?
Just my gut feeling is probably there's maybe like five of them or so, but they're right there. The people behind them could throw popcorn in their hair.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's the weirdest thing about the NBA to me in all regards. I mean, I'm surprised more things don't happen like what happened in Indiana, or was that Detroit? So close to everything, and you can have all security in the world. You're not stopping one person from doing something.
Nope. Yeah. The first thing happens, and then you react.
Yeah.
It is very interesting. But, yeah, it looks like they were just among the people, which is probably really weird. The whole thing for them was probably
kind of surprising.
Super weird.
I thought maybe they'd be in a little box.
Nope.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I guess I just wanted to be part of
If they stayed for the game, I'd be impressed. I mean, I don't. How long were they there? Any idea?
No, I don't know.
Just enough to get the pictures and, you know, bail out.
No, I bet they stayed.
Whole game?
I bet they dip third quarter, you know, get out of there ahead of traffic.
Which is already way ahead of most fans in Los Angeles anything.
They come in late, they leave early.
Yeah. Yeah, they're there for the second and third quarters.
All right, good on them. I'm going to watch the documentary, though, when I get time.
Jeez.
Angela's in the studios. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, John, when you think of the word supply chain, what's your next impulse?
No, turn off the news, run for cover, start whimpering.
Yeah, well, a customer of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World wrote in that they visited the store wanting to buy a microwave.
Something that used to be so simple.
Oh, right. You know what they walked out with?
Let me guess. A microwave.
Exactly. Dick Van Dyke had what they needed in stock, and the customer also remarked as to how helpful the salespeople were, too. Supply chain problems are still a thing, but this customer got the help they needed, and they wrote in to thank us.
You know, a little less whimpering in today's world can't be a bad thing.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Supply chain issues are minimized when you have multiple locations and people who know how to help you with your next purchase. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Now Decatur is your source for everything happening in Decatur and Central Illinois. Community events, information, outreach, healthcare, education, and so much more. Catch up on the latest interviews, full shows, exclusive content, and local sports play-by-play in the podcast section. The all-new Sports Hub has all the information you need to stay up to date on high school athletics, the Fighting Illini, Cards, Cubs, and Bears. NowDecatur.com, your source for everything Decatur. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Now I can't quit watching all of the Twitter, you know, videos of them at the Garden. I mean, I would imagine if you walked in and said there's royalty at the Garden tonight, people go, Larry Bird's here?
Right.
Didn't Bill Russell die?
Yep. Different kind of royalty.
They look out of their element, which is completely understandable.
On the way out, though, they're shaking hands, they're high-fiving.
I think they feel, look, these are just people. They don't do Hollywood there like we do Hollywood here, you know?
Do stiff and prim.
No, but that's their version of of being out of touch or being like, I mean, they're just people, like anybody is.
Yeah, they look all right to me on the way out. They look like they're genuinely happy to have been there and to be around those people.
Yeah, and they probably are very good at looking that way. They do a lot of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Kid spent his whole life doing that. He's a black belt in doing that.
I just can't. Yeah, I can't imagine.
I feel sorry for them.
To put up all that.
Oh, it's you can't even imagine.
I can't.
Right. And then, you know, and they didn't have a choice. I mean, you know, none of them from the queen on.
Yeah.
Born into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harry made a choice. Did he not, though? I mean,
which one?
to bail out and choose to ask to bail back in?
To bail out with holding on to what he wanted out of it, but not what he didn't want. And that's, they've gone down in flames. I mean, just speaking about all these deals they got just because.
Yeah, they weren't very good at doing the thing that they were trying to do, but they, I mean, he made a choice.
He did, and now they're whining about not being at the A-list parties in Hollywood.
Made the wrong choice, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. That's up to them, though. I respect that. I'll watch the documentary and get their side.
Yeah. I guess I'm interested in that.
I think that that William, kind of like Charles, you know, will get kind of like, oh, he's too, he's a machine. You know, I just think some people deal with this stuff with more grace than others. You know, he didn't ask to be born into this. You know, he didn't ask for his mom to die, you know, when he was a young kid. I think the guy seems like pretty level headed and has turned out okay.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be incredibly hard to deal with life like that.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, there's a lot of other things that he's able to do that most people can't, like his dad taking his own toilet seat with him everywhere he goes.
Good grief. What? Good grief.
Just making sure it's clean.
I have no words.
There are musicians.
None.
There are musicians that have new toilet seats in their riders. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Listen, as far as weird requests go, this one isn't that weird to me.
Hmm.
Just knowing the way people behave in bathrooms, come on, you got a public facility. I can't even imagine you times the maintenance guy's got to go. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And even if it just goes slightly awry, it's gross.
Please just hit it. Yeah. Get close to it. Yeah. Please.
I mean, could you even like get to the bathroom?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, slightly awry is gross enough. A dribble is bad enough.
Of all the things, this is the one thing I'm not going to hold against Prince Charles. If I had the wherewithal to go, hey, change that toilet seat everywhere I go, I think I would.
Right. Get Roto-Rooter up there a few days early. Make sure we got a clean flush going.
I have a guy with a hazmat suit and a fresh toilet seat everywhere.
I'd have a traveling HVAC guy, a traveling plumber. You guys are in the advanced team. Get out there and make sure I'm right. I want the temperature and the toilet and the water pressure.
And listen, I mean, I know he's not staying in the same place I'm staying, but if you've ever seen one of those Dateline shows where they do that blue light thing over the... what I mean.
That's what I'm talking about, the advanced team. I'd have it. I'd have it day one.
Yeah.
And then the trick is buy the $60 tennis shoes. And people go, just like us.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Very much so. just two buddies hanging out at the Celtics game. What's up?
And only with royalty would be sitting in the front row of an NBA game be considered to be of the people.
Right.
Right.
Because you don't know anybody in the front row.
Do you think they even considered having a jersey or anything? Was that talked about? Or is that too...
thrown
around, wasn't it?
Here's my thing. I think that there is the instant meme of like Prince William and House of Pain. That's all I can see.
Oh, him as Everlast Whitey Ford. Hilarious. They were probably like, you don't want to be asked about the player. Whose shirt am I wearing?
I don't think he wants to show arms.
No. Well, he could have done it over his little turtleneck or something.
Even worse.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's no way to do it right.
She could have probably pulled it off.
One of those cool ones that are made. Yeah, she could have.
I tend to give these people a little bit of benefit of the doubt just because they're in a fishbowl that you can't even imagine. And they were born in that fishbowl. They didn't have any say-so in it at all. And none of them did.
I can't imagine it.
And that's why you don't realize you could, you know, the queen, whatever. You know, I was going through Martin's, finally looking through the post or the punk museum, whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, they hated the queen. But she was, you know, a teenager.
Right.
And ascends to the throne and had to live an entire life. I mean, you got to think overall, that's a lot of grace.
Yeah, give her a minute.
Literally.
It's all she's known.
Yeah, forever.
You know, I just was thinking back. Barack Obama sat courtside in low seats at baseball. I can't think of any others that have.
Presidents?
George Bush sat.
George Bush owned the Rangers.
Yeah, I was going to say other than George Bush, it's usually the box and out, you know, which is fine.
But I don't know if that's true. I'll bet you can find.
I'm saying my own memory. I'm not saying it didn't happen. That's who I remember seeing it.
Okay.
because he'd go to the Wizards games. Brock did. I remember that.
What you'll see at professional sporting events, and I've been fortunate enough, not because of anything I've done, just known people that do that, and I've been, you know, the pre-NFL games, this where you see the celebrities.
That's right.
Down on the field before the, you know, the game starts.
In the tunnels and down the sidelines.
Well, I mean, it's just, yep. You know, it's generally like they're there as a guest of the owner or whatever, and they're going to be in that skybox during the game, but before the game, and particularly if they have kids, they're down on that field acting like 12-year-olds.
It's all roped off and systematic for them.
To them, and they're a little sweet, and they're not paying attention to
anything. No, not at that point. Like, I remember Rob Lowe over at the Colts game, and he, a very tiny son, right? He does that show with his kids now. They're adults, right? Tiny kid. Jim Kimmons let him hold the CBS camera, and Rob Lowe's taking pictures of him, and they were like kids in a candy shop, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They're just people.
Yep. Some of them wear the jerseys and do the picture. I mean,
I think he had a hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kid had a jersey on. All right. Hey, I'm glad you made it back safe.
Yeah.
Glad you survived snorkeling and the salad bar. Either one of those can take you out. You never know.
That's right. That is true.
It's great to see you again. What's going on? We've only got about a minute here, but folks that maybe are thinking about joining the Y for a New Year's resolution, Christmas gift, you know, a gift card, all that's available, right?
Yes. Anytime you can come in, purchase it. You can call. We've got people inquiring about gifts for others. And so, yeah, come on in. We got a little bit for everybody.
Or a gift for yourself.
Absolutely.
And how do you put a price on your health and longevity and feeling good about going about your day-to-day? And you don't have to wait till January. It'll be packed in January. Get a head start. Go ahead and buy it for yourself now.
That's right.
Easy to do. All right. So you look kind of tan.
Yeah. I mean, I've been off the boat really for a week. So, yeah, I kind of lose it.
Not
bad. Quickly.
Yeah. I would expect it like peeling.
Well, that's already happened.
We're layering in on the onion.
Yeah, we sure are. We had that all taken care of before today.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.